The Christmas Carnival series is underway already, and a big part of it is the wood chopping, and I love my wood chopping, so I'm looking forward to what's coming up over the next 7 or 8 days. To tell us a bit more about it, the president of the Northwest Axemen's Association, multiple world champion, is David Foster. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning, Martin, and thanks very much, and what an exciting week that we've got in front of us.
Absolutely. It'd be fair to say there's chip loads of action.
Good punt, mate. Just a great Christmas punt, that one. We've got 60 axemen coming. We've got Mitch Argent, who is a world champion, Queensland champion of champions, coming over from Queensland. We've got Clayton Reed, who's coming just for the single-handed soaring Tasmania title at Latrobe, and he'll be here for Christmas. And we've got Gerald Yields coming. Now, for those people that watch a Survivor, Gerald Yields was the wood chopper. Survivor. He's coming over, so he's a world champion wood chopper as well. So up against our Tasmanian boys, there's going to be some. If you're interested in wood chopping, this is a real good time to come and watch.
Well, I think there's about 6 or 7 Tasmanian titles up for grabs, starting with Latrobe next Tuesday, the 27th, the 400mm single-handed soaring Tasmanian Championship. 400mm is hardly ever soared very often in soaring much these days, is it? Because it's a bloody big block.
Yeah, it's actually a 450, which is an 18-inch.
Wow, so, that's even better.
And that title hasn't been cut for quite a few years, so... So we're very lucky that we're very lucky that Belly's Bar and Grill come on board with that sponsorship there, and we've got 18 competitors in that championship alone. So that just shows a bit of interest, and that alone is going to be a great event. But we've got the 15-inch Unran George Foster Memorial as well, which last year Cody Steers and Stephen Foster come a dead heat. We could not split them last year. Cody, as we all know, is in fantastic form. Stephen has really, really worked on himself, and Stephen's not that far away from beating Cody.
So. No, I tell you, I saw Stephen at Rosebery last Saturday, and he's lost a lot of weight, and he's really taken his wood chopping really seriously this year, isn't he?
Yes, he's 39 years of age, and he's really done something for himself, and he's not that far away. He's come very close to Cody the last 2 or 3. State titles, and so I think he'll get a win. Although he's my son, I think he'll get a win over the Christmas series, the state title. There you go.
I reckon he might pick up 1 or 2. So we've got that one at Latrobe on the 27th. Then on next Thursday, the 29th at Exeter, the 350mm standing championship, and this is, I think, the second biggest standing block that we cut. So it's a test of endurance and skill and power and all of those things put together.
Yeah, and the same thing again. There'll be 2 heats of that, so that's always a great event at the Exeter. Always run by the Beams family, and we've got the Tony and Kath Beams Memorial Handicaps there, and they're cutting the 350mm log as well. So. A great day's chopping there as well.
Yeah, when I said it's almost the biggest one cut as a standing block, the biggest one is the 400mm, and that's going to be at the Burnie Carnival on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and we've nearly forgot too as well the Henry Munday 325mm Tasmanian Championship. So they're going to cut the tree-filling Tasmanian Championship there as well in the main arena.
Right, and that's always a crowd pleaser, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got the current world champion, Daniel Gurr, and there's a couple of Queenslanders coming down, so that's going to be a real feature event at Burnie, plus that 16-inch or the 400mm standing block. Very exciting.
And then, of course, a couple of days later, on January the 1st, we head up to Gowrie Park, the 250mm standing championship, Tasmanian championship. Has gone from one size, the biggest block they cut, to the smallest one they cut. And I guess after Burnie, they're probably going to be quite relieved about that.
Yeah, and that's just been unbelievable. Like, I think the record for that is about 7.8 seconds, which is cut by Dale Beam.
Yep. I've got it in front of me. Actually, 7.84 it is, David. I've got it right in front of me. Yeah,
far out. It was a fast cut. And Glenn Bakes, that runs Gowrie Park, has gone all the way down south and got some soft wood. So there's going to be some really soft wood at Gowrie Park. And we've done that for the 1,000 as well. The Tasmanian 1,000 wood is going to be mountain ash. come from Yeomville. A lot of work in getting some fantastic wood, and at a Tasmanian thousand on the next day, on the 2nd of January. So two fantastic days at Gowrie Park, Martin.
Yeah, just going back to that 250mm standing championship, that time was 7.84 seconds. That includes cutting both a front side and a back side. They don't sort of go from the one side. So that's incredible when you look at it like that.
Oh, yeah, it's a very fast cut. It'd be a long time before that record's broke. I think I've always said that there's going to be some records of mine that I've always thought they'll never be broken, and I don't think, just the logics of cutting a 10-inch log, a 250 log in sort of under 8 seconds.
And that's going on both sides. Yeah, it'd be two blows in either side, and that should be all over Red Rover, I think.
Yeah.
And you mentioned on the 2nd of January, of course, the second big day at Gowrie Park. This is huge. The Tasmanian Government Thousands, the Eric Rest Memorial, 300mm standing handicap, the richest standing handicap event in Australia. And it goes around the state. This time it's the Northwest that's hosting it, so it'll be at Gowrie Park on the 2nd of January. So we've got 2 days, the 1st and the 2nd, and then there's two state titles on the same program as well that day.
There is. We've got the Harry Mull K, which is the 15-inch standing block, which is always a very sought-after championship.
That's 375mm, yep.
Yep, and we've got the 450, which is the 18-inch Tasmanian Jack and Jill championship, and that hasn't been cut for a while as well. But also, what we've done as well at Gowrie Park on for the 1,000 is that we're going to cut a veteran. So these guys are 60 and over. Now, Mick Fisher is 87. Now, he's the oldest axeman in Australia. Now, for those people that wake up with a few aches and pains at a younger age,
yeah.
I want you to come to Gowrie Park on the 2nd and watch Mick Fisher chop, mate. Unbelievable. And that veterans is going to be cut. He's going to be cut in three divisions, very similar to the 1,000.
Right.
So there'll be 3C, 3B, and 3A grade cutters in the final of that veteran.
Right. And I think Mick might have competed in the Tasmanian Masters Games in October as well.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure whether he did. Yeah, I can't comment on that.
Yeah, no, they were quite...
Yeah, but 87, Martin, I said, you know, mate, like you and I wake up of a morning with aches and pains and bits and pieces, like, seriously, Martin, you and I need to look at ourselves.
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously keeping him very young. The thousands, of course, that's a huge event, $10,000 in prize money, and it's actually cut in three divisions, as you mentioned. So we have C grade, B grade, and A grade, and then I think it's the first, second, and third from each goes through to the final, plus the two fastest fourth-place cutters. So everyone's got a chance in the thousands, and there's been some upset wins over the years too.
Yeah, not too many favourites have ever won, to be honest with you. Everybody picks a favourite, but not very often people get it right. Somebody will always come up and put up, you know, two or three super cuts that they've never done before in their life, and it's the 62nd Tasmanian Government 1000, now called the Eric Rees Memorial, a great day's chopping and some of the best wood that you'll see. We did cut some of the wood in the Standing Block Championship at Rosebery. We thought we'd get a line of that wood to see what it's going to be like, and Cody Steers cut his log in 16 or 17 hits. So
right.
There's going to be some fast cuts there on the 2nd of January.
Well, maybe for this time, maybe one of the backmarkers might actually get up.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon the softer wood opens it up for the middle markers.
Right.
But like I said, Martin... it's one chop that I can say that I've never won. I've been second three times and third about four times. So I can't comment, mate, because I always got beat and I was firing. So somebody always bloody comes out.
You obviously didn't bribe the handicapper enough, David.
I got him drunk the night before. I should have got him drunk a week before. But.
Exactly. Yeah, David, thanks for your time this morning. As always, I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to a fantastic week or 7 or 8 days of chopping. As you know, it's a sport that I love, so really looking forward to it. And thanks again for your time this morning.
And thanks for your time too, Martin. And for all those people out there, have a safe one.